Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's April 21, 2014, and this is episode 418. Today we're going to take a look at the new Silverada Pearlescent Metallic Canvas from Breathing Colour. As you'll see, Breathing Colour continues to outdo themselves when it comes to bringing the fine art printing community and industry exactly what they need to create top-class prints, easier and better than ever before. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio or online store. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MBP. As I've mentioned in the past, the first look that I usually get of a new type of media that I'm going to look at is the printed patch sheet that I use to create the ICC profile that I'll use for all future prints to that media. For the sake of any new listeners, I print mainly with a Canon IPF 6350 Image Prograph 24-inch large format printer. So, as you know, any profile that I create like this is specific to this printer and media combination. I'm always excited to see this patch sheet come out of the printer, as you can learn a lot about a new type of media just from this. You can see right off the bat that this Silverada Pearlescent Silver Metallic Canvas has the incredible rich colours that we're used to from Breathing Colour, but they have once again increased the gamut with this media. Remember, if you're listening on an iPhone or iPad, you can the image is on the screen now as you listen. And if you don't listen on an iPad or an iPhone, then go over to the website at mbp.ac/418 and you can actually click on the images and view them larger and see more of the detail that I'm talking about here. The gamut of a media and printer combination is the range of colours that can be reproduced on that paper or canvas on a specific device. Although Breathing Colour media always has huge colour gamut, you generally still find a few areas that won't just print without a little bit of adjustment, especially with lots of yellows and greens in an image like the one that we'll look at in a moment. But when I soft-proofed the image that I printed for my gallery wrap, there were no areas of the print that were out of gamut, and that's incredible. Remember that to easily soft-proof an image, if you use Adobe Lightroom, you can just go to the Develop module and then hit the S key on your keyboard to enter the soft-proof mode. You then have to select the ICC profile in the pull-down, but if I'm losing you here, I've already covered soft-proofing in episodes 215 and 319, so I won't go over this again today. Just check back there if you're interested. When we print an image, we always have to consider what type of media we'll select for a specific print, based on the image itself and also where the image will be displayed. As you can see from the photo of the printed profile patch set, the pearlescent metallic properties of Silverada canvas make it quite glossy and reflective, and this can cause problems if you intend to hang your print in a location with a bright light source in front of it. Now, I have a location in my studio that I wanted to hang a print, in a dark corner that no window light shines directly into. I decided to print an image from Iceland last year to brighten up that corner of the room and figured that the feel of the metallic canvas would give the image some luminance in that dark corner. I'll give you a little bit more background shortly, but first, here's a photo of the finished 20x30 inch Silverada gallery wrap hung in my dark corner. I purposefully didn't shine any light onto the image, but I hope that you can tell from this photo that the resulting gallery wrap has a certain luminance that I wouldn't have achieved in this dark corner without the subtle reflectiveness of the Silverada canvas. Conversely, here's a photo of the same gallery wrap hung in the middle of another wall where there's a window opposite and slightly to the right. You can see how much light the right side of the canvas is reflecting, and so I wanted to impress on you here the importance of selecting your media with your display location and image in mind. I would not have selected Silverado for this image in this location. Although my live and crystalline satin canvas gallery wraps look great on this wall. Of course, this doesn't mean that you can't use Silverado in a place with a light source opposite. You just have to select the right images to print. As an example, here are a couple of photos of black and white prints that I also made to test Silverado, and the metallic reflective surface really helps to bring them to life. It's always difficult to really show how good a certain media is in photos of the photos, but I'm sure you will be able to appreciate the beautiful depth in those blacks, and as well as the quality that the texture and reflectiveness of the metallic canvas brings to the images, helping the lighter areas to really shine through in contrast to those deep blacks. I'd like to take a minute at this point to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MBP. It's vitally important that photographers have a slick and easy to maintain way to show off our images, and Squarespace provides just that. You can add images instantly, just drag and drop them directly from your desktop into your browser window. They've got loads of templates that have beautiful full bleed image display, and it's perfect for photographers and designers to showcase their work. With hundreds of customizable settings, including fonts, colors, and sizes, every Squarespace website can be made to look unique in just a few clicks. Squarespace gallery blocks can be added anywhere on your website and offer hundreds of presentation variations, including slideshows, sliders, grid layouts, and more. Squarespace is constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and all the style options that you need to create a unique website. The new Squarespace Metric app for the iPhone and iPad allows you to check site stats like page views, unique visitors, and social media follows. And with the blog app, you can make text updates, tap and drag images to change layouts, and monitor comments on the go. It's incredibly easy to use, but if you want some help, Squarespace has an amazing support team that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it starts at just $8 a month, and that includes a free domain if you sign up for a year. Every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that matches the overall style of your website, so your content will look great on every device every time. You can start a free trial with no credit card required and start building your website. And when you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure that you use the offer code MBP to get 10% off and show your support for the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. We thank Squarespace for their support. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. Let's get back to my main gallery wrap test once more now, though, with this photo in which you can once again see the texture in the surface of the canvas. This is taken at an angle and quite low with a macro lens, so the perspective of the photo itself runs out some, but and the depth of field is obviously shallower than the real photo, but if you click on the image on the blog and view it large, you can really see the beautiful texture and the depth that the print has. I also wanted to give you a bit more information on actually working with the canvas to make your own gallery wraps. Note that from my 22 megapixel 5D Mark III files, I had to use the Perfect Resize application from On1 software to upsize the image by around 160% to give me that beautiful detail in the large print. I'll be talking about Perfect Resize a little more in the coming weeks as I review a new online print service that I'm working with at the moment, so stay tuned for that. One of the great things about Silverado as well is that it doesn't need laminating. You can laminate it if you want to with an HVLP spray gun, and this will increase the durability and the longevity of the print. But with Silverado already being OBA free, which means it contains no optical brightening agents, they basically can shorten the longevity of media. So without those, it's pretty much archival, although I understand that tests are still being done. Again, I'll go into more detail on this in the coming weeks, but note that I also use On1 Software's Perfect Resize because it not only enables me to easily upsize the image for large prints, but it can automatically create the mirrored borders required for the edges of a gallery wrap. It might take a little bit of concentration to figure out what you're looking at, but in the image that's embedded on the blog or in your enhanced podcast, you can see that the edges of the photo have been mirrored out. I actually add 1.85 inches around the edges, and that's all done automatically in Perfect Resize once I specify the width. And that just saves me from losing the edges of the actual image. Once printed, all you have to do is build your frame and fix it to the back of the canvas. I did a time-lapse video some years ago in episode 303 that shows you how to actually put a canvas gallery wrap together. So I won't go into this again today, but do note that I am starting to staple the back of my images, the back of the canvas gallery wraps now, as opposed to trimming the surplus away as you'll see in that video. And again, go to the blog at mbp.ac/418, and in the manuscript that we have there, all of these numbers, episode numbers, are all linked, so you can easily reference around to the various episodes that I'm talking about today. Silverada is not as stiff as the crystalline canvas that I reviewed in episode 380 of this podcast, so you could probably get away with simply trimming away the edges of the canvas along the back edge of the stretcher bars. But since I started to staple the backs of my gallery wraps, I think it's generally a nicer way to complete the product, and that it does also safeguard against the canvas coming away from the adhesive tape over time. So I've continued to do this with Silverada, as you can see in this photograph of the back of the gallery wrap. You can also see here how neatly the corners are finished when using Breathing Colors stretcher bars. I use the Easy Wrap Pro 1.75 inch bars, and as mentioned earlier, this is a 20 by 30 inch gallery wrap that I created. To create a 20 by 30 inch gallery wrap with a 24 inch wide roll printer, you don't have a lot of space on the sides to work with once you've added those almost 2-inch borders. So, as you can also see here, there's only a little bit of canvas to staple to the back, but it's enough, it works. You can also see that I just attach a small metal bracket to either side of the gallery wraps, the frames, and then tie some string between the brackets to hang the gallery wrap. I buy this from an art craft shop here in Tokyo called Sekaido, but I'm sure that you can find something similar in your neighborhood too. So to wrap this up, I'd just like to summarize that although you do have to be careful what you print and where you'll hang a Silverada pearlescent metallic canvas gallery wrap, it's an absolutely incredible canvas. The huge color gamut and depth and richness of the colors are second to none, and Breathing Colors Easy Wrap system makes putting these gallery wraps together to create a beautiful finished product a total breeze. I haven't mentioned this for a while, so just do remember that if you do go over to Breathing Color at breathingcolor.com and pick anything up, any of their media, their gallery wrap systems, or even just a sample pack, then you can use our code MBP20 for a $20 discount. So it makes it really easy just to see what their products are like, and you'll be able to see why I'm totally in love with Breathing Color products. Since I switched to Breathing Color almost 4 years ago now, I've basically stopped using media from any other manufacturer, although I used a lot up to that point, so I've got a great base to make my comparisons from. So thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.